from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
Well, right now in the Afternoon Edition, breaking news, pro-Palestinian protesters hitting the streets on both sides of the Bay Bridge. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Let's give you a live look from San Francisco, where protesters are awaiting the arrival of Vice President Kamala Harris, who touched down in Oakland less than a half hour ago. They are demanding the Biden administration call for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and end the U.S. aid for Israel. The White House is being tight-lipped about the vice president's agenda today. All we know is that she will be delivering remarks at two, quote, political events this afternoon before heading back to Washington. Earlier in the day, 13 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested at Stanford after they occupied a building housing the offices of the university president and provost. About 2 hours after the protest began, officers used a crowbar to force their way into the building and began making arrests. This is the latest in a series of demonstrations calling for the school to cut ties to Israel and to declare a ceasefire to the invasion of Gaza. And we've seen a number of disruptive protests right here in the Bay Area in recent months, including this one back in April when demonstrators simultaneously shut down I-580 and the Golden Gate Bridge. We could see more protests tomorrow when former President Donald Trump stops in San Francisco. Tech investor David Sacks is hosting a high-dollar fundraiser at his Pacific Heights mansion. Last week, Trump became the first former president convicted of criminal charges. Our other top story at noon, the dangerous heat in parts of the Bay Area for a second straight day. Let's give you a live look outside right now on this First Alert weather day. Plenty of sunshine all across the region. First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch has a closer look, and it is just hot outside.
It looks hot out there. I mean, that east face shot from Mount Diablo, gosh, it is warm as can be, and we're going to continue to see more heat heading into this afternoon. The time now is only 12:02. Let's dive into what's happening for us. First things first, we're under a heat advisory for many areas throughout the Bay. Anywhere from Santa Rosa all the way off into the East Bay, down into the Santa Clara Valley. Daytime highs today could hit the 90s and even triple digits. So this is a friendly reminder now to take it slow as we head into the next couple hours, as this heat really begins to peak all throughout the Bay Area. And specifically over in Solano County, we're under a heat warning issued by the National Weather Service, where daytime highs are expected to hit the triple digits in many of those local areas. Now, this is not only for us, but it's widespread throughout our region. Daytime highs this afternoon near Death Valley hitting close to 122 degrees. 111 in Las Vegas, but we haven't even seen ours yet. Take a look at this. If you live along the coast or along the peninsula, you are spared. It's a lot cooler compared to some of our friends off into the East Bay. And if you work in the East Bay, but you live in San Francisco, or say you work in San Francisco and live off into the East Bay, what a difference today really is for all of our microclimates. We have 60s near Half Moon Bay. We have triple digits anywhere from Concord over into Antioch and Livermore this afternoon. And as we make our way down along 101 from Redwood City all the way into San Jose, 80s quickly turn into 90s. So take it slow out there today. Wear plenty of sunscreen outside and continue to hydrate all day long. We have some good news right around the corner. For now, back to you.
Call it a rebirth. Call it a revival. These are the Ballers, a new pro baseball team built by Oakland.
All right, Ballers, let's go.
Built for Oakland.
Well, a new era of baseball is underway in West Oakland. The Ballers will hit the diamond once again tonight after thousands of fans came out to watch the first ever game at Raimondé Park. The Ballers weren't able to pull off the victory last night against the Yolo High Wheelers, but that didn't put a damper on the fun for the sold-out crowd. The same two teams will hit the field once again tonight at 6:35. The Ballers facility in West Oakland has undergone an incredible transformation in just a matter of months. Our John Ramos has the story of Ernie Raimondé and how the park came to bear his name.
When the Oakland Ballers chose Raimondé Park to be their home field, they wanted their brand new team to benefit from the roots of the past.
I mean, well, Raimondé Park is one of the most historical municipal parks in the world. It's got a deep history, and the more that we've learned about it, the more rich that history is.
Created in 1911 as West Oakland Park, it was later renamed as Bayview Park. But in 1947, it got the name it enjoys today, Raimondé Park, named for Ernie Raimondé, a local ball player who was killed in action in France during World War II.
This is when they dedicated the park, and this is me being 2 years old, because they did it in 1947.
Penny Isola was only 9 months old when Ernie died. And aside from a scrapbook of old newspaper clippings, she still doesn't know a whole lot about her dad.
He was so loved by his family that whenever I would ask questions, they'd cry, you know? So you tended not to ask. Do you know what I mean? It would have been nice to have had a dad, you know? Especially one that was so loved, you know, by everybody in the family.
But apparently baseball thought pretty highly of Ernie, too, with the San Francisco Seals Club drafting him at the age of 16 while still a junior at McClyman's High School. The move was very controversial as the newspapers accused the team of cradle snatching. Ernie played third base for the Seals alongside Dom DiMaggio, younger brother of Yankee slugger Joe DiMaggio. Back then, the Seals were part of the highly regarded Pacific Coast League.
And the Coast League was really big in the West Coast. It was at one point, it was considered a third major league. And he played games, actually, while he was still in high school at Seal Stadium. And I think he got a hit in his first game, a double or something.
Bill Raimondi is the son of Ernie's older brother, Billy, who played 22 years of pro ball, mostly with the Oakland Oaks, rivals of the Seals. In fact, of the six boys in the Raimondi family, four ended up playing some form of professional baseball, all of them getting their start at the field at Raimondi Park.
Yeah, they all went to McClyman's High School, and they were all well-known in Oakland.
All of them used to play there. You know, you'd go and play baseball, you know, just when you're a kid. So they all went there, all of the boys, all of the brothers.
So when Ernie paid the ultimate sacrifice of war, the park was renamed for him. But really, it's an honor the entire family gets to share.
It's very meaningful to have a park in Oakland named Raimondi, you know.
Especially one with a baseball diamond.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Penny agrees, and though she never really knew her father, she has slept with a picture of him next to her bed nearly every day of her life, connected to him for 80 years by the love of a game.
I don't know, just the history of my family being involved in baseball is so special, you know. It's in our blood. We love baseball, so I'm hoping that the Ballers, you know, remain there and that they get the crowds. We need baseball in Oakland.
Outside the new stadium is a tribute to local baseball heroes, including one whose season ended far too early.
And you can watch Friday night's game between the Ballers and the High Wheelers on our sister station, Hicks Plus 44 Cable 12, beginning at 6:30. We will bring you all the Friday night home games through the end of August.